Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Come in your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as usual. Inconspicuous by his absence is my man Father Time. He has pressing engagements he had to attend to, so he won't be with us tonight. So y'all know how we do it. The inmates running the asylum. Y'all know we're gonna kick back every Tuesday like we always do. Have a good time, just relax, have some fun, talk shit. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my girl Slick Mick. Shouts out to my girl Lick Snow. I see you out there. Y'all know if y'all ever want to get into the topic, just press one, baby. All right, check this out. I got to get a shout out for the other night. It was epic. Everything was epic. It was real big. You wasn't there. I ain't telling you shit. Should have been there. Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hello.
What's going down?
Nothing much.
Well, we inconspicuous by Father Time's absence, so we're good. We can talk some shit tonight.
So who's here?
Well, we got a Liquor Store on the line, but I guess she's busy, so she's not talking tonight. We got Slick Nick on the line. So, you know, like I said, shout out to everybody. But, you know, I was saying if you wasn't there, I ain't telling them shit.
How you going to do to people like that?
My thing is, Father Time came from Minnesota. Mick came from here. I mean, how are you supposed to spend that?
Well, I guess.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, we here on Sin City, we don't use subliminal messages. We usually call out names, and I ain't scared to call out no names. So I'm talking to Liquors. I'm talking to Liquors. No, should have been there. Should have been there.
Oh, goodness. Maybe something happened. She has something to do.
She ain't fucking with us no more, man. Been an intricate part of the show all this time. Just stop there. They ain't fucking with us. Well, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool. Uh-oh. I think I didn't brought her out. Well, hello there.
Good evening, you all.
We talk bad about you.
Yes, I know. That's what inspired me to push one. I'm not going
to
lie, y'all.
To you?
I was knocked the fuck out. I promise you, Friday, I think I was in the bed by 9:30 and sleep by 9:45. I promise you, God. I totally forgot. I woke up Saturday. I woke up Saturday night, and it would have been a perfect time for me to get out, too, because I work Saturday night. So I didn't have to get up early Saturday morning, but Friday night, I was still working. I came home, I cooked dinner, I fed my baby, and I was done.
I guess.
I got some excruciating circumstances going on in my life right now. I apologize.
You know how it be.
How y'all doing?
What's been happening? We doing good. Like I said, everything was epic. Everything was real. I mean, it was what it was. It was beautiful. It was truly beautiful. Even when that Slick Mick came out, Big Eyed Slick Mick, hey, drinking a Heineken.
I know. I saw a little video you posted. Why do people do that? Not little video. I saw the video you posted on Facebook. It looked like y'all was having a good time. I missed it. And I know Mick be under her rock somewhere. She don't, you know what I mean? Get out like that. So.
All right. So you should
always
be
listening. But I was happy for you that she came out.
Well, that's what's up, man. But no, but that's we gonna do it again. We got to. We're gonna do it big again. I was thinking about doing one in Gary, but shit, with everything going on down there, shit, motherfucker scared.
You said it in Gary.
Yeah.
Hell, I can't even make it out
in
Indianapolis. You know I'm not
going to
make it
today. You didn't cut us off, so we ain't going to worry about it no more, man. No, I'm just working with you. All right, man. Anybody got anything we need to talk about? Get off the chest. Anything you want to talk about? Holla at your boy. Now, Jadine. You ran something across me the other day. I'm trying to remember how exactly did you phrase it?
I just wonder, because, you know, I have some gay friends. And, you know, I'm cool with their relationship. It ain't had nothing to do with that. But I wondered about their breakups. And is it the same as if you were with a guy or a girl, you know what I'm saying? Or is it different when you break up? Because, say, you don't want to be gay anymore. And then I know people be like, well, then that person wasn't gay in the first place. But, I mean, this person has been portraying as gay for years, you know what I'm saying? And living with a female for, I mean, years. What happens when they decide they want to be with a man? I just really wondered about that. Like, is it real? Is it a harsh breakup, or is it more understanding, or you know what I'm saying? Or is it pretty much the same as if it was a man and a woman together and they're breaking up? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I don't know, because I've never been in a same-sex relationship, but my ex-best friend was a lesbian for, like, 7 or 8 years, some shit like that. And then she's married to a dude now, if they're still married. I haven't talked to him in a couple of years, but she never, like, she was still messing around with females today. Well, before she got married, like I said, I don't know if they're still together. Because, like, I know when she stayed with me, there was this chick that she was dealing with, although at the time they weren't married yet. So she was, you know, they were beginning their relationship, but she was still, you know, hanging out and intimate with women at the time. So, I mean, based on what she, you know, went through, I think it's just about the same. I don't think it's any less difficult to get out of a relationship just because it's same sex. I think if you have feelings with somebody or whatever and it ends, it hurts just as much. And then, too, I think females are, I don't know, slightly more possessive than men are in a lot of,
well,
in a lot
now,
of ways.
Now, I was curious about that because of the simple fact, like, I've seen, like, okay, I think you have, like, I guess we're talking about, like, I guess we're talking lesbian relationships, right?
I am.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah,
right.
That's what
okay.
I was referring to, yeah.
Okay. Now, I've seen a situation where, you know, I think the problem come in is when a woman really think, like, in their heart of hearts, like, okay, my thing is this. You could be with a woman. If you're a woman and you want to be with a woman, you could be with them. But, I mean, as long as you understand that you're a woman, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem come in is when you actually think that you're a man.
Mm-hmm.
This is just my personal opinion. I think when you think that you're a man, that's when the problem gets difficult, other than just being yourself. Because I think, like, if you just yourself, you yourself and that person they self, y'all could deal with each other, okay, because this is the situation. But it's like I was driving down the street. This is a while back. I was in Gary. I was driving down the street, and I seen a girl that I went to school with. And, you know, she's in a lesbian relationship. And old girl was teeing off on her. I mean, it looked like a dude and a woman fighting. And, you know, when I seen her, you know, I'm like, because, you know, from the back, I'm not going to lie, old girl was kind of manly. So, you know, I kind of looked at her, you know, and I'm like, you know, I slowed down, like, damn, man, that's old girl, you know, we cool. I don't want to see no dude just whooping her. But then when old girl turned around, it was another girl. Now, this girl that I know, this girl I went to school with, she was known for being a fighter. She had some hands on her.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of looked at her. And when I looked at her, I was at a stoplight. So, you know, she sees me, right? She notices it's me, and she runs to the car, jumps in, like, Zach, can you take me? So, old girl, like, you better get the fuck up out that car. You better get. So, you know, I tell her, hold on now. Don't touch my motherfucking car.
All right,
it's like that, it's whatever. Bitch, when you come back in the house, it's on. So, you know. I take her wherever it is she had to go. And I'm like, you know, and I'm talking to her. I don't want to say her name, but I'm talking to her. And I'm like, why you letting old girl do you like that? And she looked at me. She like, man, I don't know. My dude be tripping. Yo, dude. It's not a dude. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a woman. I mean, but I just think a lot of them be in that zone where they feel like, okay, in order for me to act like a man, I got to hit a woman. I got to hit her like a man would be hit her. And a lot of men, I'm not going to say, because we do got some abusive men out here, but a lot of men don't feel like, okay, me punching you with me hitting you is the way to get to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know how to talk. We can talk. I mean, that's why I say that, fuck that Steve Harvey shit thing like a man. You can't do it. Don't try it.
I just hate when women get into the relationships like that and they not truly sure of the way they want to be. You know what I mean? Some people just, I don't know, they just come out and say they're lesbians and things like that. And I mean, well, I know some people know what they want to be, but there are some people that I think they just get into those types of relationships and then they go back and forth. So really, you're not a lesbian. You bisexual.
Okay, now, I got a question to ask you.
And is that fair to the other person that you just started this relationship with?
And that's the question I have to ask you. Can a bisexual and a lesbian be in a relationship? Do you think that type of relationship will work?
I don't know. If you commit to your relationship, it doesn't matter. Like, you know what I mean?
Wait a minute, hold on. So she's gonna want some dick. Hold on, we got my man Drew on the line. Drew, what's happening, Drew?
What up, Pepe? What up, what up?
Hey.
You ain't bring no beer to the thing today, but it's all good.
Nah, you didn't bring no money to the thing, so I can get you the beer.
Hey, man, I asked you, did you have something in the cooler?
No, I don't have none. It's at my boy crib. You know what I'm saying? I could have got you some if you wanted.
That's what I was trying to ask you, but you won't pair. I don't drink. Okay. I ain't gonna fuck with it.
I got you if you want. So I got plenty of cases.
Okay, that's what's happening. You already know I'm gonna be at you.
All right then.
All right, Drew, what's your input on it, man?
The last question you just said, can a bisexual and a lesbian be in a relationship? Isn't that what you just said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it'd work because the bisexual is gonna want some dick and the lesbian ain't went down with that.
Mm-hmm.
I just, it's my opinion.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it depends on the individual. I mean, I think you know what you like. So if you're gonna get into a lesbian relationship, you must not be on dick at that time. You know what I mean? Like,
You said the key word at that time.
At that time.
Now, like my man Drew said, what if 6 months down the line, you feeling like, okay, well, shit, I want some dick.
Is she gonna stay faithful?
Is it fair to the woman who's a lesbian? Is it fair to her for you to enter a relationship knowing that, okay, I'm feeling this way at times, I'm feeling that way at times, and you're not being up front?
Okay, but if you know, like, okay, we talking, I'm pretty sure at some point or another, I done made her aware that, okay, I'm not a lesbian, I'm bisexual.
Yeah.
So if we choose to get into this relationship, aren't we both then saying that, okay, this is what we're doing?
Well, I've seen situations where a motherfucker have done that, where a motherfucker like, okay, you know, I mean, I don't know the logistics of it, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm a pro and I know everything about it, but I'm thinking you're going to enter that relationship just the way you enter any regular relationship. I mean, if me and you dating, I'm not going to ask you, hey, some of them questions is just like, you know, you really just don't just ask out. Like, hey, you know, what's your favorite food? If you're bisexual? I mean, they're just back going together, you know? So it's like, hell, my thing is, if you come to me and you tell me, I mean, I think that's something you should tell me because I'm automatically thinking that you're heterosexual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not thinking that you're bisexual. Now, unless you tell me, I have no reason to believe that you are.
Right. Hey, but this is my situation. This is my thing, though. Okay, you with the lesbian. You know the lesbian don't do dick at all, period. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The bisexual do. Okay, what if they go out, she see a fine dude, because, you know, she's bisexual. She's still attracted to men. You know what I'm saying? Yes,
mm-hmm.
she's with the lesbian girl, but she's still attracted to men. So she might go out, you know what I'm saying, with her homegirls or whatever, and see somebody she's attracted to. You know what I'm saying? So then what? I mean, yeah, she's with this lesbian back home, but then the urge of her, the dick, is going to come back out. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
That's a good point. I'm curious to know that my damn self.
I mean, I agree, because I think that goes with any relationship. I don't think anybody goes into a relationship, you know, planning on, you know, hurting the other person. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
I think that's just a setup for failure, because, mm-hmm. you know, even though she may not have those urges at that moment, you know, and she might care for the girl, the lesbian girl or whatever, but I don't know. I just don't feel like You know, once she wants to do that again, what is she going to tell the rest? You know, what is she going to tell her wife? You know, I want the dick. Or what, is she supposed to be okay with it? Is that really fair to, you know, her wife?
I mean, no, it's not fair. But like I said, when you, it just, you should. Oh, okay. You're not okay. We're talking about. We're not just talking now. We're talking about. We're entering into a relationship. So if I'm bisexual, and I am now choosing to be with a woman, that's what it is. That's what it is. Like, okay, my bisexuality is on pause for a little while from shit like that because I'm entering into a relationship. We're not just talking no more. Now we go together. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? Until this relationship is over, I'm a lesbian.
Well, now,
I don't think it works like that, though.
I think Drew said it best when it's like, okay, she hit that motherfucker. She see that motherfucking dude that she attracted to, and see what she gonna do.
Because just like everybody, when you're in a relationship, don't mean you're not gonna do.
If you have
them urges bad enough, you gonna do it.
Yeah. Right. Hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up? Who this?
This Defiant.
Oh, shit. God damn. Look what the cat done dragged in. I ain't heard from you in a month of Sundays.
Man, it's been busy, though. How y'all doing?
We good. Now, you done, well, so you've been listening. You done pressed one. What you got to say about it?
About the relationship and the bisexual. I need to know what the subject is about.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Go ahead, baby.
Being bisexual in a relationship?
No, I was asking, can a bisexual and a lesbian cope in a relationship?
A bisexual and a lesbian. Lord, I'm mercy. that's very tricky. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my thing is, if it's the loyalty in the relationship that I see. I mean, the bisexual one is the one that's really going to mix up the relationship, you know what I'm saying, because she goes both ways. But I believe that as long as there's loyalty, then she could withhold herself, I guess. If you're with that person and you love her, I think anything's controllable. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean, the lesbian ain't going to invite the dick into the relationship. It's going to be the bisexual, so she has to learn whether she loves him enough to let it go or either she's going to try and play both fields. I mean, it's the loyalty to me.
All right,
that ain't no different than being in a heterosexual relationship. I'm still gonna be attracted to other people, but that don't mean I gotta go get it.
We see people
every day who strike our fantasy. We have a conversation with people every day.
Right, but you have to remember what you got.
That don't mean I'm getting ready to go get it.
Okay,
right,
now let me play devil's advocate just for a second. I'm gonna start with you, Defiant.
Okay.
We hypothetically speaking, you're in a lesbian relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But you're the bisexual one.
Oh. Okay.
Do you think you'll be able to control your urges?
You know, I'm the bisexual in the relationship. So, like I said, I'm going to say it again. If the person who I'm with, it's all about the loyalty. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
I believe I can withhold that. You know what I'm saying? To stay true to my love and, you know what I'm saying, and be committed, yes. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you're going to be attracted to it and you're going to drool over it. You're going to want it. But, you know what I'm saying? Some things are just better left alone.
Okay.
For happiness.
All right.
For happiness. You know?
Okay, now, Janine, you're bisexual, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all know that, but just for everybody we got a lot of people listening who don't, you know, who just tuning in.
Okay.
All right. Now, you have urges on both sides. I mean, let's just say if you entered into a lesbian relationship. Those urges, I mean, could you, like really put those urges for a man to the side?
No, my urges for a man are stronger than they are for a woman. So with me, I mean, me, myself, I would never enter into a lesbian relationship because I already know I'm going to fail the test.
I know that's right. I know that's right. And you know what? And then sometimes, I mean, sometimes being a bisexual doesn't mean that, I mean, that you actually looking for that lesbian relationship or nothing like that. Sometimes it just be for the fun of it. I mean, you know, you desire the man that you did, and then sometimes it's playtime. You want something a little different, but in a relationship, I think you can detain that, you know, because it's not nothing that you really actually want to build nothing with. It was something that you did just to be doing, and you attracted to the same. So, I mean, I don't think nothing wrong with it, but, you know, I think you can be detained.
Okay. Right. Hold on, man. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. I think I got my girl Selena on the line.
Hey, y'all.
Selena B, that's you.
Yes, that's me. What's going on?
What's happening, baby?
Hey, hey, Janine.
Hey, lady.
Hey, what's up?
Happy belated. I'm sorry I missed your party.
That's okay. We here for us. I what y'all talking about?
We was asking, do you think a lesbian can be in a relationship with a person that's bisexual?
I don't know.
Oh, shit. I don't have enough problems with these motherfucking men.
Hey, I'm gonna add a little twist to that. All right, check this out: the lesbian and the bisexual, right? So say they out in public. You know what I'm saying? They chilling and whatever, right? And society, you know how society is now with the gay stuff, right? Okay, what if they go somewhere and it's, you know what I'm saying, lesbians and all this stuff, and she and her homegirls or whatever family members see them, you know what I'm saying, and they be like, hold on, man, I thought she was in the men. You know what I'm saying? And then the pressure of her, you know what I'm saying, trying to please these people and pleasing people. And so is she going to stay with the lesbian or is she going to go back and be with the men? You know what I'm saying? Because society is like, nah, you shouldn't be doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
these days is very open to gayness. You know, on the contrary, like, very open. Motherfuckers are just like shit.
But my thing is, if you can do that, then you didn't truly love that person.
Mm-hmm.
If you could just give that person up just because of what someone else said,
then you're living a lie.
That's
right.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, because, again, that happens in heterosexual relationships, too. Your mama, your sister, your brother, whoever
that
wants to meet that nigga. Are you going to up
and that's why you established on both sides. My business is my business, and yours is yours.
Well, I got to agree with y'all now, because I know it seems like it's every time I meet somebody, hey, how you doing? Girl, get the fuck away from him. He ain't shit. Like, God damn, really?
Yeah, motherfuckers do say that about you. I heard it a whole bunch of times.
Get the fuck out of here. I've heard so many times, so many people like, you know, my auntie or my cousin or my friend or my, they just don't like you. My mother, they don't like you. They get a bad vibe off you.
I can honestly say I've never heard nothing bad about you.
Yeah, but
I haven't either.
Outside of my mouth.
I mean, but it's seriously though. It's like from the time I started dating up until the present, it's like somebody don't like me, and it's like it's always somebody that's an instrumental part of their life. It's like
you come off as arrogant. I mean, I can see them seeing like you come off as arrogant to them, but I think once they get to know you, you'll just be an asshole, not so much a
friend. Okay, now that's just what it is. I'm an asshole. I'm, you know what? My thing is, I got a big mouth.
Right.
I will be the first to admit that. I mean, I will admit that quicker than anybody. I got a big mouth. I do. I mean,
you
I don't. Mean? You say what?
Go ahead.
I do. I mean, I have a bad habit of saying whatever it is that's on my mind. And a lot of times, a lot of people don't want to hear it. You know, a lot of people like, well, shit, I ain't, you know, what the fuck he mean? I mean, shit, I mean what I just said. I mean, it's like, you know, you like, hey, well, I think this and I think that. I'm not just going to agree with you just to make you happy. If I don't think it, I'm going to be like, no, I don't think that.
Oh, my God, I know the feeling of that one.
And some people say they be wanting honesty, but then when they get it, it's like, I can't make jealous or all that shit. That's why
I
shut the hell up and let people dig their own grave.
Hell, and then they get mad at you for not even speaking up.
Exactly. Right. Why do you want to tell me? Bitch, could you can't handle it? That's why.
Hey, y'all know what? Most. Now, I don't know about all, but, like, as far as I know, because I've come in contact with a lot of lesbians, and as far as I know, like, real, you know what I mean, true lesbians are not fucking with bisexual girls unless it's
unless
they just bringing in somebody new. Because, like, I know this chick, I ain't going to say her name or whatever, but she's, you know, been a lesbian pretty much all her life. And, you know, we kind of got into a conversation one day, and I, you know, told her that, you know, I was interested in having a threesome, not with her or whatever, baby. You know, she was like, shit, you know, won't fuck around. Like, most lesbians won't fuck around with bisexual because they know that the urge for dick is still there.
Well, now, with that being said, I mean, that's what we was asking because, you know, like I said, a lot of people, like if you, I mean, I just think, me personally, I think if a woman came on to another woman and she went for it, I mean, you go automatically going to think, well, all right, she digging me. You know, this is a relationship that, you know, I can get into.
Right, but like
but,
I
mean,
at some point, the bisexual girl is going to have to say, I'm bisexual. She's not, you know what I'm saying, because it won't contain itself.
And that's the whole point.
She should say it, but in
a lot of cases, they don't. They don't say shit, and then it's like, okay, well, now.
Even that's probably the ones that get beat up on.
Yeah.
I never did. Even in my male relationships, I did.
You didn't what?
I didn't tell them for a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
I mean, at some point, I ain't gonna lie.
I can understand why you didn't tell a man because he gonna be like, hey, pick the one in the red.
Every damn homegirl you get, they gonna say, oh, you must wanna fuck them. Oh, you always with her.
Well, see, that ain't even a question at hand. That's not even a question at hand. It ain't the fact that you want to, it's the fact you cut me out. You have to cut me in to cut it out.
That's what I'm saying though. That's why you ask why. Some people don't care, but I'm just saying the reason why.
But a lesbian and a bisexual are probably not going to have that situation. That bisexual is going to, you know what I'm saying, more than likely let that lesbian know at some point, kind of pretty much off top. You know what I mean? I go both ways.
Yeah.
She's going to have to because a lot of lesbians are of that very possessive mindset, like, shit, you know what I'm saying? What's mine is mine.
But that's
shit.
True, but they come out to bisexuals a lot more. They come out to bisexuals more than people think they do, and I'm wondering why that is.
Because
if you know
because
we're bisexual,
they,
Because you
they
think
be trying to turn them out. They be trying to turn them out.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. They think they can turn them out. Yeah.
So they think they can flip them all together.
They can flip them all together.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I think I just heard somebody say that's why women go after gay dudes. Do women really actually go after gay dudes?
Yes. Yes, they do. Yes. My friend gets hit on all the time. He have a 10-inch thick-ass thing, and he constantly have women in his inbox knowing he's out, he gay and everything. He don't look, you know, he's not a flamboyant gay, but he, you know, he always get hit up by women. You know what I'm saying?
Do you
fuck
with him?
Some women think that just because,
Do he fuck with the women?
No. He has had sex with women as a boy, but he's a grown man now. They just be talking about him, you know, this took you a change of life, you know, sending little kitty shots and shit. I'd be like, hell no.
I mean, my thing is, I'm wondering, like, all right, okay, if you see a dude in an actively gay relationship, I mean, you don't know if he's pitching or catching. I mean, so it's like, this, I mean, this motherfucker party you own?
Or he could be MVP and do it both.
Right, I'm about to say he could be a switch hitter, man. I mean, whatever the case is.
Right.
That, you know, like, wow,
you
that's
have
what's better.
That goes,
you know,
that goes for the women who say, oh, I'm going to put this sissy on him, make him leave his girl. You know, it's all about their arrogance, I say. They'll be thinking they can change somebody. People going to do what they
want. I'm thinking that's a little bit too much. That's
fine.
Right,
I mean,
because
you got some lesbians out there, the studs or whatever, you know what I'm saying, that if some of them really, truly do be thinking and believing that they're fucking dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They calling each other men. They calling each other bro, and you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You got some out there think, like, because I'm going to tell you, I think I told this story before. Well, I was at a club and I was dancing, and old girl was like, "Hey, bruh," and I'm looking back and I'm looking at her, and I see she got a little khakis on with her wife beater on, and I'm like, "Yeah," with her cornrows. I'm just you disrespecting, bruh. I'm disrespecting, and I'm looking at her like, "What are you talking about? Like, clearly you're a woman, so what are you talking about?" And she. Bro, that's my woman. That's my woman, bro. And I guess she thought I was going to call her bro back, so I'm like, look here, little fella. You know? Go on with that bullshit. So she like, little fella. You know, so this motherfucker said, I'm like, really, you going to take your wife beat off? Well, you got a sports bra on under it. You know, and this motherfucker like that. And I looked at her and I said, look, I'm not going to fight you. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you can holler, you call me punk, bitches, and all that shit. I said, I'm not going to fight you. Now, you hit me, you swing at me and you hit me, I'm going to knock your little ass out. I'm going to
beat the brakes off your motherfucking ass.
All right, I'm going to show you that you're not a man. You know what I'm saying? I understand you done watch these old motherfucking movies and whatnot, and motherfucker, you done did your little Tybo or whatever, but I'm finna show you that you're not a man.
Oh, my goodness.
What if she the one, though?
Shit. That bitch was gonna be my bodyguard if she the one. That's what was gonna happen. She would have been my personal motherfucking bodyguard. Hey, but you know what? We got a lot of people in listening. And if y'all want to get in on the conversation, all y'all got to do is press one, man. Because, hey, I love to hear from everybody else. Because this is crazy. I mean, like I said, that day, that particular day, I mean, she came in. I mean, when I say she came at me hard. She was like, hey, bruh. I'm like, bruh, you know. Right, and I'm looking confused than a motherfucker. I'm really confused. Like, and I'm looking at the other chick like, that's your girlfriend? No, I'm her man. No, you're not. You're not her man. I'm sorry. Get that out your head. you're her significant other, but you're not her man. And later on that night, they was at the bar. They was at the bar, and I bought her a drink. I said, "Come here, come holler at me." And I even went as far as like, "Hey, come holler at me, bro." Which was funny as fuck to me, just to call home, bro. I was like, "Hey," but then I sat her down and I told her, I said, "You know what? I don't mean no disrespect. I wasn't trying to disrespect you, but at the same time, you got to realize, I'm like you, five four, five five, about 160 tops, you know. You're not gonna whoop the average man. I mean, I'm sorry, you're not. Unless you know some jujitsu or some shit, you're not gonna whoop the average man." I ain't trying to say that. I ain't trying to call women weak and all that, but let's just be real. The average man can whoop the average woman any day of the week.
I don't know. It just seems like they're trying to prove some type of manhood that you don't have. That, you know what I'm saying? Because a real man, any relationship I've been in, he would have snatched me up. He ain't going to go to the other man and be like, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't have been dancing your man in the first place.
Your man, that's right.
I agree with that. If he ain't saying it was okay, so that's my whole point. Why would you approach a man? Why would you say nothing to your girl? You know what I mean?
Because you know what? She know that man won't go hit her ass. That's what it was.
Exactly.
Yeah, go run up on those things as well.
And
hold on, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, y'all.
Hey. Who this?
This is Brittany.
Hey, Brittany. What's happening, baby?
How doing?
You on here now. You might as well get to talking. You on here now.
Okay, I've been sitting here, like, listening, and I got a scenario that I've been wondering about because I do hair. And by me doing hair, I ran across a male client that is gay, right? And he likes his hair long and flowy, and his baby mama is a stud.
Wow. Damn.
So,
the lies we tell, the secrets we keep.
Secrets
I love that
keep.
Movie.
No, that is the best
I
movie.
Love that movie.
this is like real life. Like, I moved here to Indianapolis, and I worked in Lafayette Square Mall, and he worked in Journeys, and he kept his hair long and flowing. His baby mama was a full blown stud, and they got a son, y'all.
I know a lot of studs that want the D. Okay, now hold on. That's another thing. I have really never met a stud or a flat out gay person, because I know I have two cousins that's a stud, and they get drunk and they be trying to get I think
the funniest meme that I seen, it was a stud that was pregnant. It was like, "Man, that's fucked up. They done got your boy pregnant." I was like, "What the
fuck?"
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
That's funny.
Oh,
that's
funny.
Oh, my God. I seen that. That's crazy.
Okay, now, Brittany, I got to ask you. Now, you do hair, right?
Right.
Okay, so now I know you see all kind of crazy shit. I mean, beauticians is probably worse than doctors. They see all kind of shit. And I know y'all hear about every damn thing. I don't know why people open up to beauticians, but whatever the fuck the reason, they just feel so relaxed with y'all. I mean,
we make them beautiful. We make them beautiful.
Okay. Okay, whatever the case is, but now... So the see the stud female and the gay dude, I mean, do she come in like she the dude? Like, do she come pay for
his
hairstyles and all that
y'all,
shit?
Yes, y'all. Yes, 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 yes. This man is all of fucking 6'4". He keeps his motherfucking facial hair, and he's lined up, and he wear big ass bulky beautiful jewelry. You know what I'm saying? He keep him some nice fitted jeans on and a nice white top. And she come in looking like she in the cast of Straight Outta Compton. Like, what the hell?
Hey,
the
jewelry
so I be asking him questions like, so what happened? You know what I'm saying? Like what really happened? So I guess she just was a womanizer. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was with him, but she was a womanizer. And she got turned out by a stud and became a stud. And to get back at her, he fucked a dude and liked it. Ain't that some shit?
What to get back at her? Wait, whoa, wait a minute. Back at her.
So
yes.
Get back at her?
I'm gonna be real with you. I would try to fuck your mama before I try to fuck a man.
That's the situation right there. That's been going on for a minute. He just ain't jumped up and ran in no ass. I'm sorry.
The reason why I ended up asking him was because I had another client that told me that he was a fine-ass dude back in the day and that his baby mama had fucked his head up. So I was I had to talk to him and get him in my chair. And when he got in my chair, that's what he told me. Like, it was to get back at her. But I don't know, understand it.
He could have did a whole lot of things besides a... No.
Right. Taking dick is not an option.
I'm sorry. I'm
I'm trying to fuck your mother, your sister, your cousin, your motherfucking that auntie in the wheelchair. I'm not touching no man. Damn right, I'm not touching no man. Huh? Look what I did. And you, your asshole, raw as hell. This mother. That how you like them apples?
Wait. And then the conversation after it's all over with be like, bitch, fuck you. That's why I fucked this nigga named Joe. What the hell?
Right.
I can't explain that to you. I was all up in his ass. How you feel about that? No. He gave me good damn. He was all on my balls.
Okay, Brittany.
That's all in the beauty shop?
Brittany.
I mean, are they still
Do you know how old the son is?
I'm going to say that this was about 2 years ago, and the son was like 5. So I was asking a lot of questions because I'm like, what does the son think? Do the sons call you mommy and her daddy? Or do he know that you daddy, but you dress like a girl and that's mommy, she just look like a man? You know what I'm saying?
The poor baby going to come out named Glenda. Glenn. It's
messed up. And I asked him, I said, well, what if your son want to be gay or whatever? And he was like, that's my son's choice. You know what I'm saying?
My thing is, like, the thing that's throwing me off is that if she wanted a female, why she just did? Well, I guess she get the best of both worlds. She got a motherfucker that act like a female, but whenever she wants some dick, she can get that too.
What the hell? That's like that big bitch.com shit.
I mean,
It
ain't no bisexual, lesbian, everybody just nasty. That's just what it is. You just nasty. You just like to have sex with everybody and everything.
Look, I mean, everybody prefer what they prefer. I'm not going to sit there and say because you're a lesbian, you're nasty, or if you're gay, if you're a man and you're gay, you're nasty. I mean, but now my thing is that the shit that, like, the game that they playing, then, yeah, I'm like, okay, y'all kind of confusing the kid on that one.
If you're a lesbian, then that means you are a woman that wants to be with a woman. If you're bisexual, you can be with either or. That it doesn't mean both at the same time. You know what I'm saying? It's you choosing that. But by you going and mixing it all up and being all, that is nasty to me. I'm not saying that being gay is nasty. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying that, like that shit right there, I don't understand it. And then they have a little boy in the mix. That shit is fucked up. I just think it's
okay.
If I'm with a person and he knows what we're doing it together, then that's our choice. I mean, if people feel like that, I mean, I feel like as long as I'm not going behind his back because I'm bisexual. If I have a man, then we're gonna bring a woman in together. We're gonna do those things together.
Pick the one in the red.
But here you go, you said red. Get the one in red.
Yeah, pick the one. Hey, I'm taking you to the bar. Like, hey, she looks nice.
Yeah, but that's certain level of respect in a relationship too. You have to have a level of respect and loyalty. You know what I'm saying?
Now,
so when it comes to that, with you all are deciding
you.
That, then that's something different.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I joke and jive, but I really, like, y'all sisters got it bad. Y'all do, because if y'all fuck with a motherfucker, I mean, and I know this is finna sound graphic, you know what I'm saying, and it's fucked up, but, I mean, I just got to say it. If that's just like a man, I think the down low brother is the worst one of all.
Yeah.
Because, man, he didn't did some shit, like, he done went and fucked his man, then came back to you, then told you to suck on his dick or whatnot, and he's been all over the side of man's ass. You know what I'm saying? I just think that's some dirty shit. I just think that's some dirty shit.
I agree.
It ain't no fake. It is. Ain't no fake to it.
I just think some women are with it.
Some women
are with
that shit.
Well, if they are with it, give them the option of knowing or
exactly.
The option. Of,
right.
Okay,
right.
I don't
right.
mind.
Right.
You know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
saying? Because the fuck around and do some shit like that. I mean, like I said, okay, nah. If I walk in, hard day work, just got off, know what I'm saying? I walk in, old girl in the bed with another woman. Now, my initial thought is, I'm taking my clothes off, and bitch, you better not say a word. This better be a gift for me. Know what I'm saying? But, I mean, in the society we live in, really, let's just say, Brittany, you've been on your feet doing hair all day, you're tired, you walk in, and Ronald and Jeff in the bed. Hey, baby, how you doing? You startled us.
I'm gonna be on this video show asking one of y'all to buy my ass out of jail. That's what's going to happen if I walk into my house and see Ronald and John do anything. I don't know what I do. I probably throw up. I'm losing my mind.
That's just, I mean, I'm just saying. That's why I say y'all got it worse than we do. I'm not going to lie about it. Y'all do. To walk in on some shit like that got to be just detrimental to any woman.
Yeah, because we ain't going to just jump in the middle of that shit. We ain't getting naked. Hold up. I'm here.
I'm confused. Like, what the fuck?
Why's my boodle up in here? Why is your mouth greasy? The fuck? Get off my feet. Give me my gun.
That's
why you asked me for some booty last night, huh? You wasn't talking.
That's why you pulled out your phone and you start recording his ass. That shit. That's why you see dicks running all over the damn room. You guys, you recording me, man? Stop, man. Don't be doing this.
Nigga, you don't know where those are.
Said, that's what happened to her. She said she walked in on her husband, and she said the first time she walked in on her husband, he the first thing that, you know, tipped her off or whatever, she said she walked in on him, and he had on her clothes. So
what?
She was like,
playing role play.
Right.
She said
that night, you know, it wound up turning into a kinky, freaky situation, and she didn't think no more of it. So,
that wasn't to turn me on at all.
Me
How you got my thing on this dick?
If you see something like that, how can you keep going on the daily like you ain't never seen it before? Like, okay, fuck you, don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I him every day, like, you nasty bitch.
Wait a minute, hold on. Y'all, y'all, boy, goddamn. Me and Drew try to take this all in at once. Now, shit, y'all going too far.
I'm not finished.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, she said,
right.
I was trying to tell y'all. So, like I said, that instance turned into, you know, a freaky situation. So, she said a little bit of time. I don't know how much time went back. Okay, she walked in the house this time, and she said her dude and her neighbor were both in women's clothes. Okay.
What the fuck?
I was about to say that, but I wanted to finish
up. Yeah, listen first.
So she said she cussed him out. She cussed out the neighbor, and she left. She told them, you know what I'm saying, by the time she came back, all this shit better be, you know, shit better be normal. So, a little bit more, you know, it was cool when she came back. So she say, some more time went by. Next time she comes in the house, she sees the same dude, another dude, and her dude all in the bed together.
I'm going to have to cut this short.
Well, of course.
Because
she should know
that
that's what was going on anyway.
Yeah, I was already going on.
Yeah, she already know that he go that way, but she must don't like disrespecting him doing it in the house, because you ain't coming back three times and you can't
exactly.
Get nigga on the house.
I'm trying to tell you.
Exactly.
Now, I just want to say, I don't know if it matters, and I'm not trying to say nothing. I'm not implying anything, but these were not black people that this happened to.
Oh, yeah. That was my next thing. They had to be white.
Hold on, wait.
Let's get this disclaimer out. We here at Sin City. We're not prejudiced to none.
No, we're not. Hey, but when you hear certain shit on the TV and the news, you know who color it is. You know what I'm saying? You already know.
These niggas surprising you now. Shit.
Yeah, they are.
They want to have you. Want to have do the shit in my house. Let's go share the whole neighborhood. Since you want to be
white,
motherfucking neighbor. Let's go down.
Oh my God, there's been dog roots everywhere. Hell no. Oh,
maybe she was
mad
because they didn't wait on her ass. Who knows?
That's fucked up. I mean, gosh damn. Where you back with us?
Person anyway.
She was mad because they started without her.
That's what it was. She was mad because they started without her.
Uh-huh,
exactly. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to be the type that likes to have multiple dicks and it got too far. You know what I'm saying?
you know.
Okay.
Let me ask the ladies this.
Now, Drew, we men, so you know, the word threesome come up, we automatically get excited, especially two women. You know what I'm saying? Now, women, I've heard this constantly. I hear women like, "Well, I asked him, whatever me and her do, you and him got to do."
Sure.
Why the fuck would you want to see that? Why would you want to see that? Why would you want to see a man interact with another man?
Oh, hell no.
Why?
It don't be like that, though.
I think when some women say that they want to see you get down with a man, because some women don't like the fact that their man telling them, "Well, okay, let's bring another woman to the bed." So she being spiteful, like, "Nigga, let's bring another nigga to the bed and see how you feel about
right,
it."
You know what I'm saying?
We want to see it. Ooh,
okay, but just now he fuck around. Now what if he fuck around and tell you, okay?
Hell no.
Now your whole relationship became to an end. Your relationship became to a screaming on.
Hey, I'ma say, go in there and get that baby powder and put my hand out and put that shit out and stop the shit out of both of these motherfuckers.
All I'm saying is that I heard women say that time and time again. I've heard women on the show say it. Well, yeah, I want to see it. Really? Do you really? You really want to find out that your man is gay?
Right. And I can lay next to him thinking, yeah, that, okay, well, I just think you get rammed in your ass. No, I don't. No.
I mean, can you really just lay next to a dude like, "Russell, you really took that dick like a pro"?
Be all sympathetic. Be like, "Boy, baby, do your ass hurt? Do you just
hurt, baby? Just give me some Vaseline on your ass."
You need a butt plug or a Band-Aid?
Yeah, nah. Go ahead.
Oh, hell no. Baby, don't kiss me either. Suck this dick, not him.
Right.
You got
baby, put your face in his ass. No, why?
Right. That's gonna change the whole relationship, though. You ain't gonna be able to kiss or touch that. Yeah, you ain't gonna want to do nothing about.
You would be able to see him as a king. You know what I'm saying?
Hell no.
Like,
exactly. Lord knows if he eating a sausage link. Yeah, that looked like the dick you had in your mouth last night, huh? And now it's just over there.
You choke it over your mouth wide, baby. Choke it over your mouth wide.
Baby, I so forgot that you can swallow that shit, hoe. I so forgot.
Right. That's fucked up. That you look every time that little song come on, we're talking about eating the booty like groceries. You looking at your mate. Yeah, I guess you was. Ah, no, come on. I'm just saying, it's just not right. I don't. Right, every time that song come on, you looking at him like, you looking at him like, this whole time I've been thinking you looking at the little girl on the video. You've been looking at Omarion and Chris Brown. It's just not going to work. And I tell you, and Drew, I think you're going to agree with me on this. We didn't make the rules of the world. We just live by them. So why is it okay for this? That shit, we didn't make these rules.
Mm-hmm.
We just live by them.
Can you never let them hit a doggy style no more? That's nasty.
Might be waiting on you.
He might. It ain't gonna be no flip up when he go in that hole, that wrong hole. He doing that shit on purpose. Ain't no flip up.
Oh, boy. Y'all killing me the wrong hole, boy.
Talking about some relax. Hey, no, you relax, bitch.
Relax.
Yeah, you know how it is. I'm just relaxed, baby. No, bitch, you relax.
Breathe. You got to breathe, baby.
Hey, can I ask a question? I think I've asked this one before, but why whenever we hit that wrong hole, y'all stiffen up like a board?
You're trying to force some big ass shit into a little ass space. Like, I don't understand.
It's just like
when y'all stiffen up when we do the finger test in y'all asshole.
Hell, if you can't take
okay,
no
then motherfuckers
you
are your whole wrist will be out of the damn hand.
Exactly. Hey Drew,
let me ask you a question. How many times have you hit the wrong hole and she jump and you just try not to laugh? You just be like, sure, I know if I laugh it's gonna be a problem, but
that shit don't be fun. We be having to catch our breath.
You know you did
a shit on purpose. We gotta breathe. That shit stinks. It hurts. You have to give us time to recoup.
And they always say you relax. Relax. What the fuck you think you're doing on back there? Hold on. Let me go to the closet and get my personal and let's see how you feel.
That shit is funny as hell.
Relax.
I told you. Y'all motherfuckers be like, hey, Drew. Drew, I'm not bullshit. Have you ever heard of make that coyote sound?
Oh, yeah.
That motherfucker sniffing up my teeth. Hey, do you see that little tick come out the side of their eye? You be like, oh, baby, I'm sorry, but you be sitting there trying not to laugh.
Nigga,
that ain't right. You did that shit on purpose.
No, it's not on purpose, but it just be funny.
Because we're going to jump and turn into a pretzel. Our legs going to lock up. We're going to crisscross. We're going to turn around. You ass ain't get back that no more.
Okay. Looking like having a seizure. Our hands all pointed and toes pointed and shit.
Motherfuckers be looking at you, boy, like, boy. Hey, you be like, all right, baby, I'm sorry. Just relax. And one of them still got that tear coming out their eye. You be like,
oh, he's cracking up too, ain't he?
Okay. How many times you done did that shit?
I was just about to say that. Right. How many times?
I mean, shit, we men. You know what I mean? We might get our pal game going on. Pow, pow, pow. They might just slip out and hit that hole. I mean, we're not doing it on purpose. But I mean, shit.
Got a good ass laugh.
It's just the way y'all motherfuckers jump, man. That motherfucker. Well, when I heard that motherfucker sound like a coyote, I damn near lost my mind. I was like, oh.
No, y'all, like that shit happened to me before, and I screamed, and I was like a senior in high school, and all dude said was, "Be quiet before you make my daddy think he don't know what I'm doing." Nigga, you don't know what you're doing. Like, no.
So he automatically knew daddy was listening, huh?
Oh, clearly. I'm like, oh, man.
Tad up, son. Tad up.
You're right. Tad up. That's my boy.
Tad up, son. Let him know the Smith. He get it big and deep. Whatever. That's crazy.
Hey. Let him know the Smith boys ain't no motherfucking punks. He sound like he had a daddy like mine. My old man used to do that shit. Hey, boy, you ain't fuck her yet. Daddy, I'm 14. What you mean? And you slipping. You acting like you scared. Motherfucking what? I'm 14. 16, mm-hmm. That motherfucker told me, shit, well, when I'm going to get some grandkids? Really, dude?
That's because 14-year-olds now is getting it in like porn stars.
I mean, man, again.
Them motherfuckers, they going, I mean, nah, like I said, once again, I will reiterate this. It's a good thing that they didn't have cell phones when we was in high school because, like I said, pretty much my dick would have been all over West Side High. I'd have been taking pictures. Hey, let me get your number. Click. You see that? But these little motherfuckers are making movies. I mean, like, really? But they not ashamed of it.
All in dark alleys, the bushes, the garage door. They don't give a shit no more.
Shit, did y'all see the video where a girl was getting her booty ate in the van and her mama called and she answered the phone like, hey, mama, like she wasn't getting her ass ate?
Oh, nothing. I had bad groceries.
I said, oh, hell okay. No. Nah,
was she grown?
No, you could tell she was young with her khaki pants on and everything.
Oh, wow.
Boy, ain't nothing worse sick. Ain't nothing worse than you at work and you like and your boy like, hey man, look at this little video, this little bitch getting buzzed down. Oh, that's my daughter, you motherfucker. I gotta kill everybody to see the video. I'm going on world star. This motherfucker got 2,000 hits. I killed 2,000 motherfuckers and
killing
my baby getting tossed up. Yeah, they talking about In local news, Indianapolis man goes on a killing spree. Where is he now? He's looking for the people in Georgia that seen it. Hey, motherfucker that made a comment. Hey, where you stay at, fam? See, I'm coming. Hey, man. Whew. They say the one thing, long as you don't want to see catching your daughter on the pole. Boy, that's the one thing. But nah. That was when we was growing up. Your worst case scenario is that your daughter become a stripper. Nah, it's like shit.
It ain't no worse.
Man, shit. I got all girls. I got all girls. So it's like, baby, I love you. Daddy love you with all his heart and soul. But if I catch you on any motherfucking video, I'm going to kill you.
But see, that's the thing. You with the daddy in their life, they not going to be like that. You see what I'm saying? With a good father in their life, that's not the way to go.
Yeah,
that'd be curious.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
my father,
that's the way
these girls, man, blown.
They do.
You
they,
say what now?
And everybody's kind of.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Jadine, you say what?
I said, my father, he was a little bit different. I guess he considered himself something like a pimp, so he prided himself on me being like men want me like that or something like that. So he would tell his friends, like, ooh, my baby be driving the men crazy. I'd be like, man, just tell the people that. He prided himself on shit like that. He was saying all them old motherfuckers looking like, oh, really, Dad?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like, well,
what she doing, you know? Can I find out what she doing?
Right.
He didn't put Janine on the market like shit. Janine going to have to fight back the old men.
Okay.
Like, I'm his pride and joy.
Oh, shit. You went to a whole boot camp. Yeah.
That's a motherfucker that just didn't know how to lead a That motherfucker don't know how to lead a pimp life alone. Hey, baby, look at here. Look at here, baby. Wait a minute, Dad. Do you hear the key word here? Dad. Right. I know, baby girl. Right.
But when you going to bring them their friends? When you going to bring them their friends back round here?
Okay.
Why don't you all your friends then set up all the men to pick?
I can hear that. And you know how a motherfucker try to play. Oh, man, your daughter ain't making that. Your daughter ain't got them niggas like that. I can hear her daddy now. She. What? got it.
Oh, yeah, my father's something else.
Hey, man, trust me. I'm old man with a motherfucker, boy. That nigga, I mean, I ain't never seen nobody get mad at a motherfucker for not fucking. You supposed to be like, hey, son, you know, wait till you're tired. That motherfucker like, man, you ain't hit that bitch yet. What?
That's so sad. That's so sad. Oh, my God.
Man, I'm going to tell you, boy. He'll look at me and be like, I'm going to tell you, if it was me.
You'll be a well-fucked bitch when I turn you loose.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, bold man was off the chain. He was like, God damn, man, come on. Hey. We grew up in different age of day. We grew up in different times, different eras. God
okay.
Damn, I think they made us a little bit ahead of our time.
Yeah, I think so.
That motherfucker, I used to be like, God damn, dude, really? All right, that motherfucker told me he had something laid out for me. He said, hey, well, now, and this, I ain't going to say he had it laid out, but my uncle had a girlfriend. She was a white girl, and she was like, she was actually more closer to my age than my uncle's age.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, me and her had more in common than her and my uncle. I mean, we did. And I would go over there every day, and he would always leave with my dad. So this one particular day, you know, hell, she said she was feeling horny. And he ain't nowhere around.
Hell no, you done punked your uncle's girl. Hell no.
So, my old man pulls up, right? And, I see him out the window, so I jump up, I throw my clothes on, whatever, and I'm steady telling her, go in the bathroom. I don't know if it was the look on my face or if my sister told on me or whatever, but my uncle came down and was like, this little motherfucker done fucked my woman.
Damn.
So, he come charging at me full throttle. He finna come, he come to swing you. Old man jumped in front of him. Hey, you better get up off my motherfucker, son. If your bitch chose him. Look back at me and smile. I mean, this motherfucker looked like I won the fucking Olympics. That motherfucker was trying to be like, shit, that's my motherfucking boy. That's my boy.
That's my boy.
Right. I mean, my uncle finally called me. He finally called me and beat my ass. But that day, he couldn't touch me. Shit. My old man took me downstairs and told me to hit the wine. Hit this wine, boy, you deserve it. Hit the wine. Hit this wine, boy, you deserve it. I looked at him. I'm thinking he's going to be like, he like, shit, she is a bad little motherfucker. God damn, boy. I knew you was just like your daddy. Hey, so that's why every time I'm going to tell you, every time I watch Power and I see the little part with 50 Cent and his son, I swear it's just like, it's a nostalgic feeling because you be like, God damn. Because he be coming to him like, hey, man, you ain't fuck that. You like, God damn, man, I'm them old man tell me this shit.
And they be so inappropriate. Like, my daddy be like, you know, you would be talking about something totally different. He'd be like, yeah, I remember when your mama used to do them things to me.
Yo, Lord. No, don't you say that about my mama.
Yo, Lord. You said yo, Lord, not my Lord. Yo, Lord.
He's just so inappropriate. I'll be like, why would you say that?
Man. I am. catch a little love scene on a movie, boy. I remember your mama used to, goddamn. What did you just say, nigga? Nigga, did you just say something about my mama?
Yeah.
Man, you see, man, look. That's fucked up, see? I know everybody on the show like, okay, them two got that. No wonder these motherfuckers that started this show. They done just grew up fucked up.
We got to talk about all the fucked up times we had, you know?
Right, shit. That's the good thing about Sin City. We can laugh about it now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Look, they like, yeah, laugh at y'all. I ain't telling y'all shit about my shit. I ain't telling y'all motherfucker thing. Well, you know what? Man, and shout out on, we're going to call this Double T. And anybody that's on Facebook, y'all know what Double T mean. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Brittany, I just got to tell you.
Paul, there was the biggest titties that a nigga ever saw. I said, damn.
You are silly. Oh, my goodness.
That freaky name.
I'm just saying. That's our regularly scheduled program. I just had to let you know.
Well,
she like,
you.
Oh, I am. She like, I am so embarrassed. I am so embarrassed. Girl, get used to it.
Hi.
I'm trying.
Oh, that's funny.
The names, these motherfuckers showing pictures.
There go Drew. Drew done got spotted again.
Huh?
Well, see, there you go. And I ain't gonna be on there talking about some punk motherfuckers again. I'm talking about these pictures again and shit.
Now, me and Mia try to come up with a name.
A name? What was y'all expecting?
Hell. Nah, nigga.
Oh, shit. We try to come up with a name.
Oh, you got it?
Okay.
Oh, we got it.
I'm just like, goddamn, Drew.
Hell no, nigga, my son 22, I'd be goddamn if I start over.
about to say, goddamn, Drew, you got a son 22, and you still swinging for the bleachers?
Shit. I'm swinging, but I ain't shooting shit.
Say,
you
fuck
silly.
That. I'm just going to batting practice. I ain't trying to hit to the majors.
I ain't trying to get no contract and all that shit.
Man, I bullshit you. I swear, man, every time I go to child support court, all I hear is,
you owe me some money, motherfucker!
That's all I hear.
Damn.
You know what? One day, I just honestly want to go to jail. If I go to child support court, I love my kids, but I swear, when they got to talking about that, you know that you owe this, you owe that. If the child is yours, I just want to hear just one time.
You are not the father.
Just one time. Hey, I just want to
hear. You are not the father.
Yeah, that shit is expensive.
That shit is expensive.
Hell yeah, these damn kids are expensive, man. I'm like Bernie Mac. Fuck them kids. Shit.
I don't have none, but y'all parents are very special for y'all to be men.
Because
my god kids and my nieces and nephews scared the shit out of me. God
man, I'm not bullshitting, boy.
He's like,
you just
what?
Don't know.
Oh, no.
I've had an attitude every time I walk out the courtroom. I ain't gonna even lie to you. I kind of wish I was famous when I used to have to go to child support court. So you know how they come out and run and interview you. You got anything to say about your baby mama? Yeah, I got something to say about her.
Shoot a dog, motherfucker!
Walk off, shit. Oh man.
That would be a good show. I would watch
what?
That show. Catching motherfuckers after they come out of child support.
Yeah. You would have broke, you know how many broken cabins you would have? Them motherfuckers have to have some reinforced cameras. Because, man, I would, hey, man, I'm telling you.
Now, man, you're like, hello, everybody. We have Shaniqua. Shaniqua, what's your take on what the judge said? I really just don't appreciate the way that my baby daddy been acting.
That motherfucking judge was on my side from the beginning.
That bitch couldn't hold me down. That bitch couldn't hold me down. That TV show would be funny.
Yeah, it would be funny.
Man, I'm telling you, I would have broke a camera every time that motherfucker came in my face.
You would have Kanye Westy.
Hell yeah. Hey, but
you
just
you would have been the Kanye West of child support court.
Hell yeah, shit. But just imagine the motherfucker when they find out that it wasn't their kids. Then they interview him. Uh-huh. Motherfucker be walking out happy as hell. Motherfucker be like,
now we play his role.
Next question. Wait a minute. We got a vibrator going on. God, that damn Jew and me have started already. Shit.
But nah, man, that's a dryer, man. They got clothes in the dryer, man.
Time to get ready to end this show, boy. That goddamn Drew and Mia, boy. You can't never keep nothing going. They worse than the butter and her dude. Man, I'm telling you. And it's coming back soon, y'all. We get the SinCityRadioShow.com. It's coming real soon. Hopefully, we trying to work the little bugs out so we can have the bed to do the webcam show like we used to. Because I'm telling you, we had some webcam shows that was off the chain. I still say that one go down in history.
Oh, I remember them days, boy, webcam shows.
Whew. Oh, man, we used to do a webcam show, man, this one guy. Man, him and his girl, they got to going at it. They got to going at it on the webcam, man. The crazy part about it is that he didn't look at her not one time. That motherfucker was straight in that camera like, y'all see this? Mm-hmm. You see me? Yes. That motherfucker didn't look at it. Man, he didn't look. You would have asked him what was her name. He'd have been like, I don't know. He was looking. That motherfucker was performing. Like, all we have to do is say cut. That motherfucker performed. I seen that motherfucker. He said, did y'all see me? I said, motherfucker, couldn't nobody help but to see you. She calling his name. He like, hold you. He couldn't hear my name. I'm just pushing. Oh, man. All right, y'all. We got to get ready to get out of here, man. Thank you, out. Liquor store, you got any last words before we get up out of here?
Yeah, I enjoyed the show. It was good listening to everybody, talking to everybody. Y'all still, all of y'all still. I'll be back tomorrow night.
That's what's happening. Drew, you got any last words for us?
With the vibe. Nah, man. Had a bunch of laughs, man. Holler at y'all tomorrow night.
All right. Miss Defiant.
Yes.
Any last words for us?
Yes, I do. I mean, I don't be on here that often, but every time I do come, it's joy and fun with you all. Love y'all, and I'll see y'all tomorrow. Most definitely tomorrow.
That's what's happening. Janine, you ain't last words for us.
Yes, I have kind of like a public service announcement. When I am out, people, okay, I drink and I'm touchy-feely. I'm just friendly. I'm not trying to steal your man. I'm not trying to steal your woman. And if anything, people come willingly to me anyway. But my thing is, I'm not trying to steal nobody from. I'm just trying to have fun. So just to put it out there, people don't get offended. It's all about having fun and enjoying yourself. But I'll be on here tomorrow.
That bald head both got his ass kicked when he got home. You just gonna let it touch on you, huh? You just gonna let it touch on you, huh? That nigga's like, man, she smacked shit out my bald ass here. I'm gonna put it out there. Fuck it. I know what you're talking about.
Oh my god.
What is he talking about? I want no help.
I feel you in, dog. I feel you in.
That's what's up.
Hey, Brittany, since you the newest person on the show, man, I'm gonna let you end us off. You got any last words for us?
I really enjoy my conversation with you all tonight, and I just pray you all stay peaceful. That's it.
Okay, now you know we back on here tomorrow. We back on here doing the same thing tomorrow.
I'm going to most definitely try to back on this.
Bye, y'all.
Who the hell is that hollering? Oh, country ass motherfuckers that hollering, bye, y'all.
That's baby.
God damn, boy. I tell
you.
Put a plug in it, Zach.
Drinking them Heinekens. Over there, drinking them motherfucking Heinekens. And sit our ass down.
Look,
Brittany, we on here every Tuesday and Wednesday. Same bad time, same bad channel. You know how we do it. I mean, I'm glad you called in. I'm glad you then came a part of this Sin City family. That's what we do. We out to have fun. So, hey, just remember, I mean, you ain't busy. I know. Hey, and look here, Brittany, we gonna only even cut you a little segment out. We're going to cut you a segment out so you can tell us all the shit to jump off at the beauty salon.
Introducing Barbara.
It's too much shit. You guys don't have to have a show at the salon. How about that?
Right, that's what happens. Hey, y'all see what we at SinCityRadioShow.com? Get it in. Oh yeah, Brittany, and once again I do gotta reiterate.
Well, there was the biggest cities that a nigga ever saw. I said, damn.
Right, and we up out this bitch, y'all. We gonna holler at y'all tomorrow. Thank everybody for listening. Everybody listen via internet. Everybody call in, listening. They're scared to talk. They want to say nothing, but it's cool. Love y'all anyway. All right, y'all. Sin City, we out this bitch. Holler at y'all tomorrow.